Let's start.
Okay.
My past lives led me here.
You mean the wounds from past lives?
Yeah. Yeah. Are there any that are in particular, just have a stronger influence for me right now?
Okay. Okay, there's yes, there's definitely a strong influence from certain past lives, which the one I'd like to speak about is one which has to do with self-expression. In this particular past life, you were a female, and you had a str you were able to okay, let's I go let's go back to the childhood of this past life. When you were a little girl, you were somehow very aware of people's emotions, their energies, so you were unusually wise for your age. And you also you were speaking very openly about what you saw and what you sensed, but which was kind of invisible to others, but you expressed it freely. But this some people could feel ashamed about it or get angry. And at some point you were punished, or you were told not to do this, to be very to that it was not polite to do this. So you had this very spontaneous flow of knowing things and say and saying it, and then you became more withdrawn and introverted. So you were very sensitive, and you didn't feel at home in this community at all when you were a teenager. And so there was, when you were around like 18 years or something like that, you talked with a nun, and you were talking openly about your emotions, and she said it might be better if you also became a part of this monastery where she was living, and became a nun yourself, because she thought that clearly you should devote your life to the spiritual. And at first it seemed like first it felt like a homecoming. When you followed her and entered this monastery, but then when you started to speak freely again about things that you felt, and also visions and a kind of channeling, then they started again to tell you that you shouldn't do this, and that you should obey the rules and not think so much for yourself. So the church's rules and dogmas that turned against you, and this hurt you a lot. You felt very your heart, you were in great pain that somehow you couldn't express this truth inside of you. And it became so bad that at some point you start try to starve yourself, not eat anymore, because you wanted to get out of there. You felt very isolated. And also at that point, you started to you see things. You were kind of clairvoyant, very sensitive, and because no one could guide you, or and you were you lost a lot of weight. You were then it became a bit feverish, like you couldn't control the flow of images and things that you were seeing, and then you had the feeling that you were going crazy, that you that it felt very terrible, and then this woman who at first took you there, this nun, told you that you should just obey and listen to the to what the church, these people told you, but this was very far from how you experienced things. And you died young. You didn't survive this very long, and in agony. And so what's happening right now, what's the reason that it's important to know about this life, is that you still have this sensitivity and this ability to be very aware of energies and express truth about it, something that could be really helpful to other people. But you also have a great fear of really getting in touch with this intuitive part of you, because you've been made you are now afraid of it. Not just because they treated you so harshly, but also because you got into this state of, yeah, what you can say, a kind of like a form of insanity, because it was became overwhelming to you. And so it's very important now, first of all, to understand that you had a very clear and beautiful flow of light inside you in this past life. And that in your current life, you are meant to express it in a joyful and grounded way, and to overcome these fears from the past. Is it clear so far? Can you relate to this?
Deeply.
Why do you, what touches you? Do you feel her pain or her fear?
I feel her pain. Megany. Of also being misunderstood.
And it's helpful if you, she's a part of your soul. And so you can go to her as a kind of guide or angel and tell her that she's not alone. She was very lonely. Can you do this? Does she see you or feel you?
Yeah. Yeah, she hears me.
Oh, that's lovely. She needs to hear you. And you can bring her home. You can tell her that you understand her. And that she can get out of there now. She can let go of that life.
Can also relate in the way that she felt like she was going crazy. I feel that way, have felt that way,
Why?
especially.
Why do you?
I feel like my emotions are too big. And I feel very acutely different from other people in the sense of working in a corporate structure and not succeeding in a typical sense. And almost cursing myself for feeling crazy that I'm not able to. I almost feel like I'm not able to make it work.
Yeah, so you're judging yourself for not fitting in. Yeah, and that's what I feel Yeshua is saying is that that's exactly what you shouldn't do. You shouldn't fit in. You cannot fit in because it's just not who you are. You are not meant to be this way and you need to feel that you are welcome exactly the way you are. So you need to accept your sensitivity and that also understand that these emotions or these feelings are very valuable. They are like a language from your soul. But if you suppress them or think they are weird or you judge them, then they become like this, then it overwhelms you. Then they become like an enemy, but they are your friends. And have you ever tried to like express what you feel inside? Like you sense energy. I mean, you understand what I you don't really need to channel, but to express what you see and feel and hear. Have you tried doing that?
Just in conversation with people in my life.
Yeah, for example, yeah.
Yeah, there are a few people that I feel safe.
That's very good,
I
yeah.
think, yeah.
Because the first thing Yeshua said that this lifetime that he wanted to speak of is about self-expression. That's the central issue. Because when you have all these emotions and energies, but also this wisdom inside you, it has to come out some way. Because if you keep it inside, then it's like you are suppressing a very essential part of you. So even though you cannot, I assume you cannot just quit this job or this leave this, but in some way there needs to be some way in which you express this intuitive part of you. And it may help to connect again with this a woman, this nun from the past life, and to reach out to ask her what do you need from me? How can I help you overcome this fear of being strange and or crazy? you can, I kind of travel through time and offer a healing to her. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, it's a lot. Okay, then I will leave it at this for now. Who wants to ask the next question?
May I follow?
Yes.
Irene, may I have some light about the following matter? How to soften or lighten the integration between myself and me, Borja?
The integration between
Myself and my
yeah.
soul.
Ah, okay. Your greater self or your higher self
Yes.
and your
Yes. Some hints or tips to soften, lighten, to not interfere with from me.
okay, but do you feel that there is a kind of conflict between the
No.
your soul and your
No, the thing is that it's to soften because last weeks, even last months, I had symptoms in my body and I felt very uncomfortable in my psychology. And the day before yesterday, it suddenly stopped. Yesterday and today, I'm feeling much more comfortable and fluent with what is happening.
Okay. I understand, yeah. Okay. Your soul's energy wants to flow through you more easily, more fluently. But there is a part of you that is sometimes blocking this soul's and your soul's energy. And this part is something that you absorbed in your childhood and partly from your culture. There is this an energy, a masculine energy, which is kind of strict and tough and judgmental and wants you to behave a certain way. It limits you and it kind of your heart wants to open up and you want to express yourself more deeply, but this kind of suppressing masculine energy is blocking it. Is it do you understand what I mean?
Yes.
Did this energy come from a certain from someone in your life?
From my childhood, my upbringing was very strict and severe and with violence.
Yeah, right. Then this is what I see it also in your auric field. It's like here on your right side, it's like a dark I see it as dark energy, which is telling you things like what to do and not to do. It's not kind. It's and creates fear in you, fear for yourself. Okay, Yeshua asks you, can you imagine that you are, can you imagine you are a little boy, that, or that there's a little boy inside of you? And he's very sensitive and also curious about life. He has a very light energy. Can you feel this boy?
Yes.
And, but he's also suffering. He feels stuck. He feels somehow that he's not free to express himself, that he always has to apologize for who he is. Like he's not really welcomed. Can you feel, can you f see this pain in him? And can you look into his eyes and just tell him that you are by his side? Can you do that? What do you feel?
He knows.
What? I'm sorry?
He knows. He
Okay.
sees me. He can feel me.
And there are still a lot of fears in this boy. And he needs to know that you are there for him. He carries heavy energies from the past, and this, as you just said, it happened during your childhood. As a child, you also wanted to help the people around you. You wanted to offer healing to them. You were misunderstood. Do you recognize that?
Yes, I can feel it.
So can you ask this boy, what do you need most from me right now?
Just to be with him.
Just to be with him. Yes. Yeshua says also he needs a father. He needs the father energy from you, a warm, safe, loving father energy. And he's worth it. He's so gifted and light, and it's like he has a lot of treasures inside. But no one told him when he was young, so he became discouraged. And, you feel it? And you said in the beginning that you also work as a therapist.
Yes.
What are you, what kind of therapy are you doing, offering?
Gestalt therapy.
What's that?
A kind of humanistic branch. Gestalt.
Oh, Gestalt. Yeah, I know. Okay. Because I feel also you have some healing energy in your hands.
Yes.
Are you aware of that?
Gestalt? Is it right?
Huh?
Yes. Is it?
Yes, I Yeshua suggests that you try to do something with that. Just try to feel how it, what it's like when you use your hands to feel the energy flowing. Because there's a beautiful, sensitive energy in your heart, and it can flow, express itself through words, but also through your hands. And I just want to add that, like Yeshua shows me an image. It's like you are much bigger than you think. It's when I, in this image, you are like a bit like this. And I see if you really kind of believe in yourself and what you have to offer, then it's like, wow, you become really big. You know, the energy becomes very big and very welcoming to people. Because you know what it's like when people feel very misunderstood or abused, or you know what that's like. So this understanding can help them a lot. So you have a lot a lot of light to share with people. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Okay. Alana?
Yes. I'm going to read my question.
Okay.
So I am aware that I walk the path of a way shower, specifically around or through the lens of balance and sacred union. And since fall of 2024, I've been really deeply returning to myself, and I've experienced hits to my confidence with some pretty painful or confusing moments that really shook me. And I recognize I've still been healing from those. And so it's felt like relearning to feel safe again and to expect positive change like I did prior to some of the challenges of the year. And I've pieced together wisdom from many different sources to support me, but I haven't had one physical teacher to guide me. And so at times I've still questioned what's happening and whether there's something different or more for me to be doing or showing up as based on how things have unfolded. So my question is, would you help me to ground myself by sharing your perspective of my specific journey, including how I've been doing on tracking my understanding of my own path?
You are very determined to walk this path, and at the same time you are very you can be very strict to yourself, and your intuition, which is a kind of direct knowing from the heart, it wants to have more, wants to be set free, because you want things to be really true and pure, but sometimes your mind or can get a bit controlling or strict, and your intuition is like this, like a river, like a really flow of water, and you try to sometimes contain it or curb it, and you have what's happening? Oh, someone is joining. Hello, Carol?
Yes. I don't see myself, but I'm here. Do you see me?
No, I don't see you.
I don't know why I gave permission to my camera. I don't know how to fix it. Oh, I see something that says video off. Let's try video on. There.
Okay.
Can you see me now?
Yes, I can. But Carol, we... I hear an echo.
Okay. How can I prevent that?
I only hear it when I'm speaking to you. Can you mute for a moment? Can you switch off your audio? Yeah. Okay. Now it's okay. Yeah. So whenever I speak, you need to switch off your audio. But I cannot hear you when it's switched off. So when you speak, you need to switch it on. But I just want to say, I'm not sure if you know, but we already started an hour ago. Yeah, because maybe you mixed up about the summertime, but I was just doing the third question of the Q&A. So I would like to finish it, okay? And then I'll get back to you. Okay, so I was saying that there's an issue about setting free your intuition. And I'd like to also tell you about a past life which is somehow upsetting you. There was a past life in which you were part of the church and you had a high position in it. And you were a male, you were a man. And you felt very responsible about everything you did. You wanted to do what was right, but you also went against your own intuition at times. Sometimes you wanted to follow your heart. Especially it had to do, it was related to teaching children. And then you sometimes chose to just apply the rules and not go with the flow of your heart. And later on you deeply regretted this. And there is a kind of a feeling of guilt or shame about this as a result of that life. And it now has the effect that you are afraid to make mistakes and still afraid because you were also in that life made afraid of following your heart or your intuition. So there's a kind of a reservation or a fear of doing that. And let me ask you so far, do you recognize this issue?
What comes up is particularly as like a leader or guide, I notice there's extra pressure I place on myself in personal and professional life, but specifically I noticed a strong fear that's come up in the past year around like getting it wrong. Like just, am I doing it right? Am I walking my path right? And there's been a lot of just worries about that.
Can you trust feelings of joy and excitement? Because walking the path, the spiritual path, is also about feelings. It's not just about duty or responsibilities, it's or doing it right. There is no really such thing as doing it right, because each path is very unique and you should make mistakes. If it's better to make a lot of mistakes and learn from them than not do anything because you're afraid to make a mistake. So it's important to give yourself the space to be wrong or make mistakes, and appreciate your courage doing it. Is that clear, or do you recognize that?
I am still like learning to accept that. For whatever reason, it still feels like, okay, and I don't know what it is in my head, but it's like, am I, whatever I'm moving through, am I doing it in the way I intended? Maybe it's like the pressure or something, or am I like, I don't, for lack of a better term, am I doing it wrong? It just, that comes up.
Yes. What I see in your energy field is that you are, I see your heart energy, and it wants to open like a flower, and it is opening, but there's something like in your head is like monitoring it. It's this kind of and this can be quite strict, or there's a certain fear there of what you also say, you say it of doing it, am I doing it right? But Yeshua says it's this life in this world, in this duality, you cannot do it right. You will go through certain experiences, and these will get you in touch with certain shadow parts or parts of you that need to become more that you need to become more aware of. So, but that's how it goes. There's no direct path. You cannot avoid it. So it's like I feel that in the heart and the abdomen there are feelings and passions, and that you shouldn't be afraid to just go with that, you know, to not control them too much. Does that make sense?
What it brings up for me is something that I don't remember experiencing before, like the past year, which is this, basically, I don't know, in America we have this thing, like waiting for the other shoe to drop, like when I get excited or happy, and then I'm like, oh no, what's coming? And so as you talk about like the heart energy, there's, even yesterday I felt that, like I never experienced that before the past year.
I hear Yeshua saying the heart knows no logic, and so it doesn't operate according to the logic of the mind. And he's also asking you, who is afraid? What part of you is afraid of that something bad will happen? Is it your mature consciousness, or is it a kind of an inner child who's very afraid? It's like this, there is an inner child that's very afraid to be judged. Can you feel that?
It feels more like she's an inner child who's very afraid of being disappointed.
Of being disappointed by others, by the world outside of her.
Yeah, like others, and just like how my journey is unfolding, where it feels like, okay, maybe I don't really I don't want to say like that, but just disappointed in how things are unfolding or have unfolded.
Is it difficult for you to get angry, to allow anger in?
At times, yeah.
So I feel in the area of the abdomen, there's also the disappointment. It's okay to feel it. Sometimes, yeah, it's not a pretty feeling, but it's just to allow the emotional energies to be there, to flow through your body, has something liberating, gets you out of your head. Yeah, Yeshua says, trust the emotions. They are leading you somewhere. Can you feel this or?
I mostly can sense myself overthinking.
Yeah, right. Yeah, okay. Okay, well, I will. Okay, leave it at this for now. So Carol, hi. So what I will
Hi,
do,
Black.
I will we will take a break now because I we already more than an hour already passed, so we need a little break. And then I will start with your question after the break. So we'll be back in 5 minutes.